Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am cooking with gas. How about you?
Oh, I'm just enjoying life and moving from one thing to the next.
Absolutely. You know, tonight, Jupiter and the Sun are still kissing. They've been kissing for a few days now. How beautiful that is. It's Scorpio, no less.
It is. You know, this is really an interesting time we live in, you know, and with, you know, it's to our benefit to go within the depths of our soul and to look within and to see what, you know, really is within us and what it is within our power and what isn't. You know, it's a time to shed, transform, or heal what ever is diminishing our life, whether it's taking away our power or our life force, to look in to see what we need to transform and change for our greater benefit. I just love that conjunction as a result of that. I don't mind going deep. A lot of people have a little bit stronger of an issue with going deep, is what I say right now.
And tonight we start this show. The moon is at an aromatic degree in Aquarius. It's right on the cusp of Pisces. And Pisces energy over the next few hours is going to be forming beautiful trines to both Jupiter and the Sun. Pay attention to your dreams tonight. Allow your imagination to flow. Listen to music. Take a nice bath in essential oils. I mean, tonight's the night to go deep and just be with self. What do you think?
I so agree. And this also carries to tomorrow as well. You know, so...
Oh, I know it.
That,
yeah.
You know, it's really a great time to really have that personal time to really look within. You know, on the other side, you know, the veil between us and what's out there is very thin.
Here,
this is that time of year, you know, where we're at the halfway point of fall and winter. So everything is shifting and diminishing and changing and storing up and all of these things ready to embrace the winter that's going to come. So here again, I think this is a great time for shifting everything.
Well, the astrologers I know that specialize in weather and a farmer's almanac, which I really respect, this is going to be a tough winter. Oh, yeah. And so we have to make sure that we take necessary preparations. And, of course, we have the full moon coming up on November 4th before we do our show again. And you said you had some insights for that. What would you like to tell everybody?
Oh, this full moon really is great. It helps you break free from unhealthy attachments. It might be a little intense, but, this is a time period where we can see what we need to release. We can see what we need to move on from. If we don't have a way to fix it, we need to set it aside and let it go and see what happens with it. And so I really like this one because it's really a grounded thing with the Taurus energy. It's trying to...
I love that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it has that beautiful sensitivity and beauty. It's not going to beat you over the head with a sledgehammer. kind of effect. It's going to be a little bit softer, a little bit easier. And as long as you're open to it, this is a great time on this full moon to really transform the beauty within yourself into your outer world and to really set some boundaries and limits of what you want to do in your life and what you want to focus on in your life.
And the other interesting thing I saw about this chart was Uranus retrograde in Aries is opposing Venus in Libra by exact degree in almost minute. It is that tight. And so it's not about liberating yourself without being conscious of the people that are around you, but it's about maybe putting yourself a little bit more first, and it's about self-love too. Now, yours is retrograde until the 2nd of January of next year, but we're all already setting the stage. So we want peace, but we also want to be inspired. We want both. We want both in this lunation cycle. It's amazing.
And it is. It's really an interesting time we live in because we're under foundational changes. There's no question about it that it's not, you know, we're looking at the outer planets that are making these major shifts. And it's a time where time is not as urgent. It's more character that's urgent. The timing of things may move slower or get frustrating at points in times for you, but the timing is making its own shifts here as well. It's coming up here soon that Saturn is going to go into Capricorn, which is even going to slow the process down. So it gives us time to really take it step by step. Nothing is ever urgent in this process because we are going through a major transformation and change. So during this period of time, be kind to yourself, be kind to the situation.
Now the other interesting thing in this chart is the Sun in Scorpio is exact trine to retrograde Neptune in Pisces. And don't forget your long and forgotten dreams. Bring them back to life. It's part of your core personality. It's a part of who you really are. Just darn well do it. You know, radiate to that energy of what you envision for yourself and those you love most dearly, and go for it. Just go for it, right? Am I wrong with that? I want your feedback, Jacqueline.
Right.
I trust you implicitly, okay? Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. You know, and this is such a beautiful time having that, trying to it in that passage with it, because Neptune is going to go direct at the end of this month, next month, or soon, in the next few weeks, so next month.
2 days before Thanksgiving. I think it's on the 22nd.
I'm doing horoscopes, so I'm getting timing confused. But yeah, so
you've been busy since you went back to Florida. I get that. Okay.
So I agree with you on that because here again, when it goes direct, those visions and those powers are, you know, of what we're creating now, what we're looking at that we need to work on, really are empowered once it goes direct. So we have a few weeks here of that contemplation under the Scorpion energy to really take a look at that, to move forward and really transform and change our lives, because it's not only each and every individual, it's the whole world that's making a major transition and change right now. And it's an interesting time.
Absolutely.
We live in. So here again, work within yourself at this time. This is such a beautiful time for that manifestation of really what direction do you want your life to go in the pure love form.
Exactly. Now, I want the people that are listening to understand one thing. Depending on where you are, these angles are happening in a particular house. In astrology, the planet is the verb. The sign it is in is a costume you're wearing. But the house is in is the stage where the action takes place. Now, over the last 72 hours, I've had calls from Ireland, I've had calls from Scotland, and Canada, British Columbia. And they're, again, they're in a different grid. So wherever you live right now, that's why we ask you for your date, time, and place where you live now, because we want to know how you can access your power, your general power, to go deep and move forward in this incredible time we're living in right now. Right, Jacqueline?
You're so right.
We have a lot of people on hold, so you probably should get to them. But I thought you and I both see this all the time because we live it. Because it is our ultimate desire to do this work, to be able to interpret the stars. What an amazing language, an ancient language, that we have the ability to do that for people, and that's why we do this show.
An absolute love for both of us, guaranteed.
Yes, it certainly is. So you're ready for the first one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 928, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Elfina.
Hey, Sophia, how are you?
Oh, it's Elfina.
Oh, Elfina, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right, now where are you living now? I have you down for Tuba City. Where are you now?
Pinon, P-I-N-O-N.
P-A-N-O-N?
P-I-N-O-N.
Got it. In which state?
Arizona.
Got it. Cool beans. Great. Now, do you want to look at now, or do you want to look at the full moon coming up?
I guess the full moon coming up.
Do you have a specific question for us?
Well, I just celebrated my first year of marriage. We had our anniversary October 14th, and I was just wondering what the year ahead has for our marriage.
Well, it's very interesting because on this full moon, the sun is in Scorpio, sitting right on your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, and also kissing your Mars, mm-hmm. in Scorpio, in that 10th house of commitment, which is pretty strong stuff. Okay? Now, are you feeling free in this relationship?
Yes.
Then that's perfect. That's perfect. What do you see, Jacqueline?
You know, this is a great time. We were talking about going within and looking deep within yourself, and this is a great time at this time to do this. Aphrodite already told you about the transformation and change with the sun going over Pluto. But also coming up here in the near future, Mercury is going to hit your Mercury. You're going to have your Mercury return. And it really gives you a time to express yourself. Jupiter is going to be moving into your Mars. So this is really a big time for transformation, for setting that foundation and really feeling secure with what direction your life is going, because that's in your 11th house. And so it's about expressing your hopes, desires, and dreams here in the near future after you've contemplated them for a while. And I think you'll really find some great results and a great direction for you and your marriage if you do that. Because it really is setting a strong foundation for this marriage. She was talking about the 10th house and the commitment and how you two are bonding on this commitment at this period of time. So over the next month, I would definitely have some conversations about what direction you want your life to go with your husband.
Okay. All right.
And also, you've been through the Saturn return, and Saturn will not return to you again.
What's
that? But it's going to pass over Uranus. So it's important for you to have adventures with your husband.
Okay.
Do things that are firsts, things you've never done before, and share that and make new memories. And what it'll do, it'll quicken the heart and make you feel very, very happy. And so I am thinking this is going to be a blessed cycle for you, for sure.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Mark.
Well, thank you for calling in and keep us posted, all right?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Many blessings. Good night. There's so many lineups going on with these people. It's amazing. And even in my daily work, I'm seeing it. So
oh,
your resonance.
Yeah. Okay.
Air code 310, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
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 Hi, my name is Susan, and I live in Long Beach, California.
All right, so we can find you. Have you called in before?
No.
Oh, you're a newbie. Oh, cool. I love that.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to do as many Susans on here. So I'm going to put you Susan 13, okay? No, I can't. I already have Susan 13. 14? Here we go. When's your birthday?
June 15, 1965.
And what time were you born?
3:08 p.m.
What city were you
and
from?
I was Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Not Long Beach, California.
Nope.
Hey.
65? 65. 65.
Yes. Oh, it
65.
Is 65. 65. Okay. I'm 52. 65, I was right. Okay. Okay. And did you have a specific question for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if I'm ever going to meet anyone to have a long-term relationship with.
I'm sorry, where were you born?
In Tulsa, Oklahoma.
And where do you live now?
Long Beach, California.
Got it. Okay. You're a long way from home, babe. Okay.
Totally different. You know what I'm going to say about this? If you dream them, they will come. Okay?
Okay.
We were talking about going deep, going within, going into this. This is transiting natally through your first house, both Sun and Jupiter, okay? And
okay.
Right now, Mercury is conjunct your Neptune. Although Mars and Venus both are going through your 12th house. The dream time right now is crucially important to you. Most specifically,
okay.
When we're talking about that full moon that's coming up, it's more of envisioning. Don't doubt the process, but really envision what you want in your life. You're highly psychic, even though you don't think so, but you're highly psychic. You're extremely intelligent, highly psychic. And so you have to really think and believe in what you really, truly believe in, and it'll happen. I guarantee you.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that your chart is very codependent. So most of your relationships have been out of need rather than desire. Is that right?
No, not really. I mean, I usually say I don't want to be with them. So I'm just having a hard time finding someone that
they need
me.
And that's been going on for a long time. That cycle is over, by the way. That cycle is over, okay?
Cool.
And now you're going to find someone that really vibrates to your frequency. Because I look at the chart for the full moon, and Mars is about to go into your first house in Libra. So I have peace and harmony and balance. And it's going to be forming beautiful triumph to your natal Jupiter in Gemini. She might not only have one, but two opportunities.
Oh, wow.
To investigate a relationship. Venus right now on this full moon is in total trine to your Mercury. Okay? And because of that, conversation, brightness, being able to interact with somebody, it's number one on your friggin' list. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. You want a best friend and a passionate partner. You want both, right?
Yes.
And it's not a trade-off. You have to have both.
Yes, I have to have both.
You have to have both. And I think because the sun is going to be moving over your Neptune over the next week, place yourself in places that are of opportunity with other people
okay.
that share your dreams and your artistic energy, your creativity. You're a natural healer in your chart. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you want someone that's also a healer and not injured. Okay?
Okay.
So now what you've learned, you're about to come to what you've always wanted. I love it. I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's your time.
Yay.
And, you know, it's interesting
Yay.
Because you have to understand one thing. You are so right on about many things you determine. And you really know, even when you're stepping into something you know is not going to be perfect, you step in anyway. That's been your pattern. But this time, you want to step in and feel that shoulder-to-shoulder, equal yoke energy, with some special, and this is your year. This is your year.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yay. Yeah, I like it.
Now, do you like to travel?
I do.
You need someone that loves to travel. You,
okay.
You cannot abide a couch potato, even if you connect spiritually. You want someone to adventure with.
Yes.
And so you can both have your intake on that. You can take different photographs. Talk about it later. It becomes part of your memory base. So as you move forward, remember this, because then you will see him, you will know him. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right.
We are
Thank
so
you
glad
so
you
much.
Called it tonight. And keep us
yes,
posted.
Yes, I am.
Today.
Super glad. Okay, I will.
All right. God
Thank
bless you.
All right, many bye. Blessings.
Any blessings to you? Sweet. I love the way those energies are moving, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's about to go kismet, as they say. Oh, my goodness. It's great. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 561781, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jackie. It's Lena. How are you?
Hey, Lena.
Bree, how are you doing, honey?
Oh, I'm doing. Still not working. I want to see what you see about the full moon for me.
You sit down in Boca?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, girlfriend. Let's take a look for you. See what the full moon has for you. See, a full moon is a time of finishing
mm-hmm.
and completing and leaving certain things behind
yep.
and inviting things in your life. And this full moon is not really active in your chart, but there's an opposition between your vertex and your electric ascendant and that moon. So, which means that you have to go with what you feel deeply for. Jupiter's right on your part of fortune in Boca. And it's a house of romance.
Mm-hmm.
So I know this person's been like talking to you and dogging you and doing all this sort of stuff. You let that go.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's
what do you
making
think,
so
Jacqueline?
Much trouble for me. Aphrodite's making so much trouble for me.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, this is a time, and I'll say this is a time, like she was talking about, letting go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it is a beautiful thing to let go of. This is a nice transformation with this full moon. Even though he's been dogging you, let it go. Walk away.
Yep.
Okay? Live your dream, because it's going from the 11th house to the 5th house.
Mm-hmm.
And your dream, that romance
yes.
and dating, but no, I'm done
yes.
with that, I'm over it, I'm really done with that. You're still in your major transformation and change. Chiron's about ready to go over your Venus in your 10th house of your career, so there is some work ahead, but Saturn is still going through the day-to-day process, and it's still going to be tempered at this point in time. So again, trust the process and believe in where it's leading you to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And really, during this full moon, let go of what isn't serving you in your life. Okay. And just don't, when I mean let go, I mean just don't respond to it, don't react to it, don't do anything. Just, I'm not going to deal with it ever again, no matter what happens.
Just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Gently move on. Yeah, I agree with Jacqueline so much. She's so super. Now, Saturn's squaring your Venus right now, and you have to understand one thing.
Oh, no,
when
no, I'm not getting along with any Sagittarius. I'm fighting with all the Sagittarius.
But you want to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be alive with your expertise. If anybody tries to diminish you in any way, put you down by one iota, you say, oh, look at my watch. I have to go. Don't entertain it. Don't entertain it at all, my girl. Really. Just be you. Every other position is taken. Okay?
Jupiter's in that fifth house of drama, so I just don't want any drama from him.
No, but Jupiter could join your Neptune.
Mm-hmm. That's
Jupiter could join your Neptune within a month. Or does that, you're going to realize that you bought into something that wasn't real, and you'll look for the real.
Yep.
You're okay. You're okay, honey.
Okay, thank you.
As Aphrodite said in the beginning, and I'm going to bring that back in, is
mm-hmm.
sing a song, listen to some music. Whenever anything challenges you, change the tone by listening to something that really is uplifting. And it'll help you through those times, I promise you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Keep us posted, babe. Okay, we love you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye-bye, love you.
Bye-bye. We have such wonderful people calling here all the time. Our next caller is someone that we really love and support 1,000%.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yes, we do.
And I thank you. Yes,
how you doing,
and I
Deanna?
Thank you for. Well, I'm very happy. I'm very happy because I'm at peace. The judge ruled in my favor, so I've got about 4 months to straighten out the situation. Yes, thank you. I wish I had said that before, but I think I overlooked it. So thank you very much for that. And Jackie, hi, thank you. Are you there?
I might have lost her. She's not responding.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're talking to me. How about this? This is better? Is this better?
I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Good.
And
I had trouble hearing you.
Jacqueline, I have major storms here, but I'm still online, which is great. I'm very thankful for that. But I can't share with Jacqueline, so she might have to call back in. I'll have to pick her back up. Give me a minute here. Okay. I'll bring up on Miami. I'm going to go back to the queue and see if she's back on. She might have lost her signal. Let me see. Because I don't see her signed on right now. Hold on. There she is. Okay, got her. Hey, Jacqueline. Hey.
Hey.
So there.
Yes,
let me try to get her back. Yes.
We're having so much wind today. We sort of
me
had
too.
Like a,
we're having 60-mile-an-hour winds coming to Roanoke, Virginia. Really? That never happened.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yesterday afternoon, we received a call in the building, bring your things in from the balcony. You're going to have a tropical storm. So we're having the winds, and they're slow and then fast and slow and fast. So I'm glad I have you there. My question, other than what's my next step, you were mentioning something about Neptune retrograde. And I know that my Neptune is retrograde on the second house in Libra.
Not in your Miami chart.
Yeah, it's not
there.
No, Jackie said it's not the it's south node.
Right.
Takes me a while to interpret astrology. I'm doing better with language. I leave that up to you.
Oh, you're getting there.
Well, what we do is we interpret an ancient language in a different way. It's all good. Okay, it's all good.
Yes, you do.
I'm seeing with your Neptune, from what I'm seeing in your chart, relocated to Miami, your Neptune is sleeping right now.
Okay, sleeping. Which is what he does
now,
well,
current
right?
Neptune is retrograde in your seventh house of relationships. And how you deal with people on a day-to-day basis. And it is not opposing any planet by exact degree, but it's opposing a midpoint between your Mars and your Saturn. And so because of that, you can be a great gift to anybody that hires you. So your Neptune's in Libra, and Venus passed over a few days ago. There's some squares that are there, but they're not exact by degree. So, as Jacqueline would say, if you can dream it, you can create it right now. But with Neptune resting the heavens above us before November 22nd, it goes direct. And when it starts to move forward, it's going to be in opposition to your Saturn and Virgo. And when that happens within the next few months, you are going to have a very, very stable employment. Very, very stable
employment. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
God, I wish that for myself and for
you.
What
do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. I so agree. This full moon is kissing your in opposition, your sun, okay, which means the sun is real close to you at this time. Okay. It's close to
Absolutely.
You because, again, of course, your birthday is coming up. Okay.
Yay!
And what I am going to have to call in. I'm not going to do your solar return tonight, but call in again and we'll do your solar return real quick. But the point being is with these transits, what's going on is really this is a time for you to let go of what does not serve you. So much. This is a beautiful transformation of time. It also means that Jupiter is going to come up and kiss you during this period of time as well. And it is in conjunction with your Mercury. So it's changed your thoughts and everything else will change. It's looking at your hopes, desires, and dreams and really where do you want to be in a practical manner because of that Taurus. What kind of practical manner can you put into it? If you want a more stable job, what kind of more stable job do you want? Do you want to work for somebody else, or do you want to work for who you're working for now? All of these things of what do you envision for the future are really coming up for you because this is your year. No matter how we look at this, how you think, what you put your focus on is going to manifest, no matter how you look at that. So look at this year as being a real strong manifesting year. Again, that Saturn effect, and you still have that Saturn effect of timing, is going to challenge you in it. But
until when?
This year.
Until when is Saturn going to continue to challenge me?
Well, that's a challenge of this year for you.
2017 or
2018.
So if Jupiter goes, see, when Saturn goes into Capricorn on the 21st of September, it's always going to conjunct your Venus in your fifth house, which is about you being creative with the work you do. And you can find love also at that time. But it would be a love that is assured. It would be no question. It would be no question. And
oh, that's wonderful.
You understand that you're looking at Jupiter. Jupiter right now is in Scorpio, and as Jacqueline mentioned, it's going to be hitting your Mercury a few days after full moon, where you're going to have resources that are sure.
Oh, that's great. Wow.
You're going to find somebody that's going to share it with you. You find someone that's already worked with either the military, the government, like you do, and you're going to just connect with this person in a cycle. It's a 2.5-year cycle, so take your time and let the relationship develop. But you have some really awesome things coming in, honey. You really do.
Thank you, Alfred. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you, Jacqueline. It's the high point of my week is talking to you and listening to you talk to the other people. You just uplift us all, and it's wonderful. Thank you very much.
So
and
sweet.
Have a blessed
I'll
week.
I'll leave you on hold. So you can listen, okay?
Yes, and happy Halloween or All Souls Day.
Yes, both. They're both
amazing. This is Aphrodite's favorite holiday.
Yes, be kind.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I will keep on listening. And what a beautiful sunset it is. Bye.
Yes. She's just an amazing woman.
It's a great time in her life.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right, here we are. Echo 561-568, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies.
It's
Hello.
Cindy!
Yes, it is. It is, it is.
Cool
I'd like to know. I would like to know what my chart reads, and I'd like to know if I'm going to improve in my finances.
Good look. Oh boy.
What?
Full moon, rather tonight. Wow. Wow.
What?
Your ship is about to come in. Don't be at the airport. Your ship is about to come in. Wow.
Okay.
You have Venus kissing your sun tonight. On this full moon, you have your sun can join your Mercury. So all that you knew were going to take time and a process. They can come to fruition at this time, before the end of the year. It looks great to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. Mars is conjunct Jupiter in your second house of personal finances. The timing is upon you within the next few weeks, again, because Jupiter, it's like it's already set in stone now, and Jupiter is now going to pass over in the next few weeks, in a little bit, it's going to pass over your Mercury. So there's a delay in the actual timing of when you'll hear it, but it's already set into motion, what I'm going to tell you.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to advise you to do is have an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful for what you know is coming, even though you can't see it yet. Just go with that and just say, all right, I know you blessed me. I'm good. I'm ready. Just be in that space. I'm saying, honestly, for 22 days.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. And just be thankful for what you know is coming, and you're ready.
Yeah.
And just thank.
Yeah.
In other words, pay forward. Pay forward in this for you.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
Everything for you is going to fall into place. All of a sudden, you're going to realize, you know what? I'm golden. I'm golden.
Wow.
It's coming to you.
It's going to happen, huh?
Oh, yeah. See, you know, the tough thing about living in our world today is everybody is so used to click and go. They're so used to everything happening immediately. The good things still take time. Intention.
Yeah.
And love. And direction.
Yeah.
And you have hung in there, babe. You have hung in there. Okay?
Yeah, for sure.
And now guess what? It's coming in. It's coming in.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I can. I'm excited.
I want to encourage you to celebrate early. Celebrate before you see it. Show up in your email, your mailbox, whatever. Celebrate anyway. Because that's where you're at with this chart right now. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Perfect.
Wow. Perfect. Jacqueline, what do you think?
I think patience. Because I agree that it's coming in. But you got to sit on it for the next few weeks. So here again, you know, just let it be what it is. Allow it to come in its own time and place.
Yep, yep. Oh, I'm already grateful for whatever's happening.
Absolutely.
You know that, Jacqueline. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are so close. Just, it's such a sweet relationship you have these many years. How beautiful.
Yeah.
See, I wanna be thankful before my dreams come true. That's just the way I roll.
Yeah.
And I find that when I do that, when I'm thankful for the opportunity, and I know it's coming, to be in a quiet bliss of expectation. And that's what Jacqueline's talking about. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely.
I love her so much.
It.
And
like
we both help you whenever we can. You know, you're marvelous. We love to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Put me on hold, please.
I certainly will. No, not a problem, babe. Okay, you got it going on. Okay.
Okay. Bye, Jacqueline.
Bye.
Goodbye. Happy belated birthday.
It's so nice when you see things culminate and come together for people that have been waiting for a long time. Patience is, I think, makes you more exalted in the world. We're so used to everything being instantaneous now because of our technology, and we have to understand that flowers bloom in their time. Fruits and vegetables, they come to fruition in their time. There's an incubation period, and most people call us somewhat psychic themselves, so they think it's going to be happening right now. Well, because they can see it, but it's not yet time. And that's what I love about astrology. The timing is so good with that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
202, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, it's Kay. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good, Kay.
Oh, hey, Kay.
Hola. How are you guys doing?
Great.
We're hanging in there. What are our choices?
Gotcha. True that. I agree. Yeah, I guess I just want to take a look at, I don't know, whatever transits you guys see that currently pops out in my chart.
Were you born in Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm, 3580. I also
Got
know
it.
That Saturn is about to, or it's, I think it's going to, about to go into my second house. I'm curious about that. I've heard not the best things about Saturn or Pluto going into the second house with regards
it's
to finances.
It's squaring your Saturn, your natal chart. Where do you live now, Kay?
I'm between Philadelphia and Brooklyn, New York. I'll be in Philadelphia for the next until the next month.
It's within 1 degree of arc, so I'm just going to go with that. And see, the thing you have to understand that your Saturn is 24 degrees of Virgo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Saturn is right now in Sag, squaring you. In the ninth house of metaphysics, and take a spiritual view on everything you're entertaining right now, okay? So it's all good. I'm glad you called us tonight because we are on the same page as you, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at the full moon right now because I want to. Oh, wow. Is there love in your life?
No, not a drop. There was, I actually saw someone that I used to date and felt as though maybe that was gone, but. What do you see?
It's not about a man. It's about a woman. It's about friendship.
Oh.
It's about really having a woman you can talk to as a woman right now you need to get back your divine feminine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's right on top of you. So you have a great girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if she's near or far. Talk to her. Spend
mm-hmm.
time chat.
Mm-hmm.
Make that time.
Okay.
Okay. Now Saturn is basically has passed over your Neptune. And there's all these trines
mm-hmm.
and blessing lines for the North Node on the full moon. Also going to be part of a beautiful grand trine in your chart. So whatever you love, you do expect to have an epiphany. The grand trine involving Uranus. Now, Uranus doesn't go direct until the 2nd of January next year. But if you follow the trail in January, you are going to be way on top. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Sorry, you said the trail?
Sorry?
Oh, I was just trying to get the end of what Aphrodite said. You said if you follow the... Oh, you said the trail, maybe. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Sorry. I thought you named, like, a planet. I didn't know. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Uranus is on Venus and part of a grand trine. I mean, this is amazing stuff about you really living your I am.
Yeah.
The person that you are that is indestructible. We have a core value of our soul intention, which is indestructible. And you're about to see that taking form. So, Jacqueline, do you agree with me, or am I crazy? This looks amazing to me.
I do. And I'm going to go back to her first statement that she made, or her first caution that you were concerned with, which was the transformation, which Saturn will be, but it'll be a little bit before it gets there. You're talking... 2 years probably before Saturn's going to get into your second house. But Pluto is it's still going to take a little while to get in there. But what that means for you, which is, again, what it's preparing for you now, what Aphrodite was talking about, was looking into your personal values and beliefs, following your true path. What that does when it comes in is it makes a foundational shift for the long term, for the betterment for you. So it really shifts how you make your money financially, what your career is all about, and really you finding that true passion as far as your career is concerned and following it. It's more of that type of thing going on with your career. And again here, this is, Aphrodite was talking about, this is a perfect time for you to really connect with yourself, with the divine feminine, and to really bring out the goddess within you. And to bring that out into the public is the best thing you can do. So this is not only a singular girlfriend, but this could be a girls' night out or some kind of connecting with some group where you're
like her tribe. Yeah, yeah. I see that too, Jack.
Oh, wow.
Cool beans. All right.
Oh, and that's funny. I've been needing and wanting friendship because they've all kind of dissolved. Like I just haven't. I feel like I've evolved as a person or changed, and so. Literally, like, I have very little friendships right now because I can't really entertain anything that's not, real or true to me. So
you are,
that's
and you're
good.
Coming into really yourself. So this is a time for you to get out and look at different, modalities and different things. You're highly psychic yourself. So going into any of the metaphysics, finding, some connection there could really be a great thing for you at this point in time and definitely to your benefit. There's no sudden epiphanies can come from it. It's really a great time. So I would focus on that and focus on my future as far as what I want in my life and start to pursue it. I think that's what this full moon is all about for you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You want to stay on hold or you want to go away?
I'm going to listen on my computer.
All right, you got it going on, girl. And you be safe
Thank
and be
you.
Good. God bless you.
Thank you. You too, God bless.
We got a couple people hang up. I'm trying to think who needs to be next. Oh, there it is. Okay. Eric Hoot 862, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Hi, Aphrodite.
Who's this?
Hi.
This is Jackie. I spoke to you last week. I have a question. This is a very interesting week. I have a question to ask you guys. What's really coming up for work? I get the sense that there's a lot going on, and I mean, I don't feel good about what I'm seeing happen.
I was here last week. I was here last week.
1/5/1965.
Looking at a project on here. 61?
No, 65.
Go ahead with what you were saying,
Jackie. I want to ask a question about work. It was kind of crazy last week. I had two meetings, which I really didn't feel good about the outcome in the meeting. And I mean, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but it just doesn't seem to be moving forward. It just seems to be like a tug of war.
Do you have a time of birth?
No.
Okay. Do you still live in London?
No. I live in New Jersey, but I was born in London.
All right. So we're going to have to solar chart, which means it can't give you as much detail if you have your birth time. Just to let you know that. So what I'm going to do is I am going to go ahead and I am going to put you up at dawn if you were born, because to me it's the most sacred time of day. And we're going to go with that and see what the horizon has to offer you. In astrology, we have an exact time. A planet is a verb. The sign is a cost it's wearing. But the house it's in, or the segment it's in, is determined by your time of birth. And that's where the action takes place. So when you'll have some information, it's a little bit more difficult, but we can still do it because we're very intuitive and psychic too. So let me take a look at it for you. And I'm sure Jacqueline's doing the same thing right now. Oh, my goodness. You're involved into something international right now?
Am I involved in something international?
Yes.
No.
What do you do for
I
work?
I mean, I work with people from many different places.
Absolutely, yes. That's where you're supposed to be. Yes. Now, Pluto passed over your sun 3 months ago. So you're in a period of being empowered. And all the energies I'm seeing at dawn, the day you were born, put to your ninth house of internet, international achievement. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you need to be. What do you do now?
I'm a teacher. And to be honest with you, it's funny that you would say that, because my goal is to go into business for myself, and I want to do importing and exporting.
That would be awesome. Oh, my God. That would be awesome for 7 years. That would be great for you. That would be great for you. See, you are starting to realize that you don't want to work for somebody else. You want to be more independent. Last 3 months, it's been all over you like bees on honey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm just waiting to move from where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I know. It's not working for you. But you want to establish a way to create income before you make the move, right?
Exactly.
All right. So if you're looking into import-export business, where your chart's set up at dawn, again, I don't have a time, but what I'm seeing here is that this is your time to really come into your power. And it's going to be within the next 3 months. So if there are steps you already can take, I would move mm-hmm. in that direction. And I'm going to tell you why. This full moon coming up in Taurus is a nice moon for you. It complements your sun, the Capricorn. And you want to be your own agent. Even if you work and associate with other people, this could be an amazing time for you, but you're afraid. And I don't think you need to be afraid. I think that they've already given you enough information for you to move forward. And know it's going to be a little bit of time before it really rolls, but it's going to be January. It's not that far away. What do you see, Jacqueline?
You said what? What do I teach?
You're going to be involved in something very international, okay?
Okay.
I'm I think my partner, let me see if she signed back on. Oh, there she is.
I'm right here.
She's on.
I'm waiting for
okay.
you. Okay.
Okay. Right, so what do you see?
Okay. I do think, okay, there's a few things. First of all, you are going to be in conflict with your morals, values, and beliefs for the company that you're working for because, again, here, it's bringing you the challenge of really, truly, what do you want to manifest in the future? Changes are slow. Where you're at and what you're doing, things are going to shift and change. This is a great time to look within your personal values and beliefs. Aphrodite was talking about how this full moon affects you. It also is conjunct your Jupiter. This is the time for you to manifest. This is the time, like she was talking about, I think, putting your foot forward and starting to work on making that business of yours is the best thing you could do in your lifetime. There's a foundational shift here during this period of time that really can manifest your hopes, desires, and dreams. Jupiter is in your 10th house of your career. You've got a guardian angel over your career right now.
Yes.
So it's a great
yes.
time to make these changes. Okay?
I have a guardian angel over my career right now, which is like, I guess, you're talking about what I'm currently doing. So I could be a little
no,
bit more flexible.
Over your career. Well, what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, you have advantages and you can have more leeway in that. But what you really have the advantage is in pursuing your dream, pursuing that passion. You will work till the day you die, not because you have to, but because you have to have that purpose. You have a Mars in Virgo and a Sun in Capricorn. You are a worker bee if you've ever seen one in your life. That mm-hmm. passion that keeps you going. So you really throw yourself into your work no matter who it is or where it is. You need to throw it in for yourself, and you need to follow your dream is what I'm trying to tell you, because you can climb that mountain and you can make it extremely successful. I love the import-export thing. That's when you said that's what you wanted to do, I went perfect. Okay? You're great with people. And so here again, look and pursue that and don't focus so much on the day-to-day routine of what your work is right now.
Yeah, because my work takes too much of my time, and it takes my creative energy in a whole nother level. And you like gave me chills when you talked about the international thing, because I do want to travel and
it's
do business and still be
like
able to.
Bees on honey. Yep.
Because I mean, I'm just sitting right now trying to figure out what to do around a whole bunch of chaos it drains you. But again, it's been my stability. I just, you know, I want to be able to use when I have my free time to create, exactly like you said, manifest what I really want to do, because I know that I'll be able to flourish.
And my point is the day-to-day work that you're doing now, you have kind of a guardian angel over it, so you can half-ass it. You don't have to put so much heart into it is what I'm trying to say.
Really? And you want to know the truth? Can I be honest with you? I mean, for years, I just always feel like I've been like a moving target, because sometimes I just have to walk in a room and I'll make people nervous, and I don't want to do it, but it seems to happen. So it's like I constantly have to be ahead of a game.
And
sometimes
fine.
You don't have to play the game at all.
Work your plan. Yep, work your plan.
I don't want to play the game. To me, the game is monotonous. It's boring.
Don't play.
I hear you.
Walk away from it. I hear again. You can do that at this point in time, and it'll be just fine. It will be, I promise you.
Keep us posted, okay, because we're about to go off the air. And
I sure will. Thank you so much.
About you. All right, God bless.
God bless you, too. Namaste.
Good night. You tell people they can find us, because I think we're almost off the air right now. There's people on hold, so.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And we're on Facebook. If you just go ahead and friend us and say you listen to us on Blog Talk Radio, you'll find out what we're doing, what we're about. And we have to help you any time of the week, but usually we're here every Sunday. This next Sunday I will not be here, and Jacqueline will be doing probably another host, and we'll keep posted on that. But have a blessed night,
you know,
a happy Halloween. Have a happy Halloween.
Good night.
Night.